1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. If you point out these things to the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, nourished by the words of the faith and the good doctrine which you have followed faithfully. Pay no attention to worldly and absurd myths, but train yourself for godliness. For bodily training is beneficial to an extent, but godliness is beneficial in all things, because it holds promise both for life now and for the life to come. This saying is trustworthy and worthy of all acceptance. Indeed, it is for this reason that we work hard and are insulted, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Insist on these things and continue teaching them. Let no one look down on your youth. Instead, be an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the reading of Scripture, to encouraging and to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy when the elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Constantly be involved in them, so that everyone may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to the doctrine. Persevere in them, because by doing this you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.